Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Franklin County High School. We were here yesterday, home of the Rebels. The school founded in 1950. Franklin County High School, 833 Bypass Road, Winchester, Tennessee, 37398. The resend by phone, if you desire, 931-967-2821. Well, Mitchell, today's ball game going to feature right here on the Diamonds, Franklin County. I should mention, we are not at Franklin County. We are at Oakland High School. We are going to do battle with Franklin County, the Rebels. Rebels on the Diamond, Knights on the Diamond. They're talking right now at home plate. Coaches meeting, umpire meeting, going to have two umpires. They're going to wear the dark blue once again. They're talking about the parameters right here at the Diamond, where the ball can go, where it can get through. Maybe it won't. Probably it won't. This is a nice facility, very nice facility here at Oakland right here. Let me kind of get my notes straight. But we're at Oakland High School, home of the Patriots. If you didn't know, we got to talk to their head coach yesterday about the third, fourth inning. Between innings, we got to talk to Coach Hawks, Coach Mac Hawks. He's been here 34 years coaching at Oakland High School. He's never been an assistant coach. So we'll mention a little bit about this game right here. It's going to be the final game of the road trip for Central Catholic Knights. Competition is good. That may be an understatement. They're going to shake hands at home plate. They're getting ready to start the ball game. We're going to hear play ball here momentarily. We'll talk a little bit about Franklin County. I will mention, I've talked about them. That's the opponent for today's ball game. They're nearby right here in near Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Franklin County High School. They're the Rebels. They're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll mention, they have a school enrollment back in 2019. It was about 1,300. We'll mention the school was founded, Franklin County Rebels, 1950. As mentioned, Franklin County High School, 833 Bypass Road, Winchester, Tennessee. And the principal is Roger Alsop. The athletic director is Kelly Kennedy. Kelly Kennedy, most instrumental for putting me in sports. She's working in her first year as the athletic director. She's a four-year college softball player, and she coaches the softball team at Franklin County. Our national anthem. That's our national anthem. Both teams walking back to their respective dugouts. They stood on their baselines right there. We'll mention Franklin County. The Rebels are in the first base dugout over here on the left side. The Knights occupying the third base dugout. And we do welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So they're taking some warm-up tosses right here. Knights going to be the home team on the scoreboard. They're wearing their dark blue jerseys, wearing their white pants, wearing the white hat. CC on the front. We'll mention Franklin County. wearing the Navy jerseys. They're wearing the light gray pants with the Navy pinstripe right down the side of each leg. And they're getting ready to bat. And then we'll mention right here around the diamond. First, we'll talk about Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, the pitcher for the Knights in today's contest. He wears number 34. He's a 34 wearer of the number. He's a junior class member. He's 6'2", 160, listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. He plays a good right field. He's going to get the assignment on the pitcher's mound today. So they're playing some Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, and I'm getting these guys ready to go. That's a good song to play for a couple of teams getting ready to go at it. And then we'll also mention around the diamond right here in the ballgame for the Knights. They'll go like this. As mentioned, the pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, 34. As doing the catching, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. Doing the pitching, doing the first base assignment at first base, T.J. Bell. He wears number 18. At second base, it's Owen Munn. Owen Munn, number 12. Shortstop, Evan Jeanhart, 24. Hudson Gutwines at third, wearing number 9. Left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. Center field, 33, Brent Robbins. 14 in right field, that's Tyler Fox. Stepping in, first batter of the ballgame, number 2, Stan Vincent. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on, fouled left side on the ground. 10:06. Game time here in Murfreesboro. It's 11:06 in Lafayette. No balls, one strike. Peering back in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Piff comes in, he's going to pop one foul territory. He's going to float out of play right side. No balls, two strikes. In the batter's box for Franklin County. Number 2, Sam Vincent. Athletic young man, plays shortstop. Batting righty. Here comes the left-handed delivery. Swung on, he's going to pop one skyward. It's going to go out in the outfield. Going to back up, move to his right, and make the catch in right center field. Bren Robbins records the first out of the ball game. Next batter going to step in for Franklin County. It's going to be number 1, Austin Roberts. Austin Roberts wears number 1, and he's playing third base in the contest. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to jog out. Going to go over a few things right there with the pitcher, Keaton Brooks. I should mention Keaton Brooks has a grandpa. I was told this by his mom and his grandpa, his mom's dad, let me know that his grandpa played minor league baseball back in the 50s. In the 40s, he played for the Purdue Boilermakers. After his Terre Haute stint, he went and played baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies. That's Keaton Brooks' grandpa, Grandpa Archie. And I understand when Keaton was younger, they used to call him Little Archie. 1-0 count. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the first inning. We're at Oakland High School, home of the Patriots baseball. Here comes the pitch, the 1-1. Breaking pitch, finished high and inside. Right-handed batter, lefty pitcher. I also found out that Grandpa Archie, threw right, batted left. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's just how A.J. Bourdonnais does. He goes right, bats left. He's at Marion College, playing in his second season. He is the shortstop for the Knights. Here comes the pitch, the 2-2. Swung on. Going to go left field. Going to go bounce one time, maybe two times in front of Jackson Kane. Base hit to left field. And I thought about taking second base and nothing doing. No way he'd get there. A base hit off the bat of Austin Roberts. Next batter going to step in. Three hitter. Number 23, Peyton Miller. Signals being given. Head coach at third base is Coach Michael Crossland. Michael Crossland was most instrumental for putting me in sports. Very thankful for his communication via email before this 4-game set for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Good. One strike. A step back in. Another right-handed batter. Three-hitter, Peyton Miller, number 23. Working from the stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks. Pickoff move, first base, and nice looking move. Nonchalant. I thought he was coming to the plate. The step was good to first base. Nonchalant gets back safely. That's Austin Roberts. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Fielded by Keaton Brooks at first at a pitcher's mound. They'll get the out 1-6. They'll get the out with Evan Dienhart. Let's see what they're going to call. Now they're going to go, he's out at second base. They had to stay put right there a second, make sure the call was correct. Well, he's out at second base. 1-6. Throw at first base is difficult. Runner came in. He slid. He did not peel off, but the slide was legitimate. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks, right-handed batter, four-hitter. Grayson McNeese. Pitch comes in. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Right-handed batter, 21, Grayson McNeese. He's doing the de-acing to start the game. He's batting for the right fielder, number 11, Josiah Collins. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, backdoor, finished a bit high. Count goes 1-1. Right-handed batter, the four-hitter, Grayson McNeese for Franklin County. Modestly there at first base, not a lot. Out of the set position, I'll check first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, swinging a miss. He swung at one upstairs. Four-hitter. One ball, two strikes. Home plate umpire going to mention there's a mix in the field of play. Well done. Umpiring right here at Oakland High School. They get some pretty good umpires to work right here. Ball's made live. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Backhanded by Evan Dienhart. He'll slip it. He'll make a throw to Owen Munn. They'll get the out of second base. And the Knights will leave one runner. I take that back. They'll get the final out there with the guy going to second base. So they get the out, and the Knights will come to the plate. Knights will put their bats in action at the end of half an inning. Franklin County could not score. So they're working on the diamond right there. I should mention before this game starts, I'll mention, they do have a freshman athlete on Franklin County's ball team. David Kramer came over and let me know he's not going to start the game. He's probably going to play next game. He's a catcher. He's a catcher. He's a freshman. He's batted, I should say, I have 8-game staff. I think they've played 9, maybe 10 games. Maybe 9. His name's Gus Gardner. Gus Gardner played appearances, 28. Official at-bats, 22. He's got 10 hits. 9 of them are singles. 1 is a double. We'll mention in 8 games. He wears number 16, batting .455 at the plate, on base percentage .571. They're going to give him a little break. Maybe they'll bat him once in the ballgame as a pinch hitter. We don't know, but he's going to probably play the second game. Oakland High School right here, the home school, allowing this game to be played on their diamond. It's a neutral game for Franklin County and Lafayette Central Catholic, but Oakland High School are going to host game 2, and Franklin County is going to play their second game here today. So they'll go against Franklin County. Franklin County and Oakland High School, and that should be a good matchup. We'll mention last night, after our game here, Fisher's Tigers were here. They went against Oakland High School, the home team. That game went 6 innings in the rain. The storm started showing up. They called the game off after 6. And it was at Oakland High School 4, Fishers, Indiana, 2, Fishers Tigers. So we'll get some warm-ups on the hill right there. That's Braden Henley. Braden Henley wears number 22. Braden Henley getting some warm-up tosses. He's a junior class member. He wears number 22 and doing the catching. His catcher, his battery partner, is Wyatt Lowe. He wears number 13 at first base. Peyton Miller, number 23. Second base, Case Gilliam, number 10, I do believe, maybe 14, we'll double check. And I'm Sam Vincent at shortstop, where's number 2. Third baseman, Austin Roberts. In left field, number 9, Gavin Sales. Number 12 in center field, that's Jacob Hardison. In right field, number 11, Josiah Collins, playing defensively. for the DH. That's Grayson McNeese, the four hitter. First pitch to the ninth. Pitch comes in low. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Owen Munn had a good game yesterday. Offensively, put the ball in play a couple of times. Got a couple of singles. Here comes the pitch, working from the stretch. Grab ball in the infield. Going to hop a few times. Shortstop. He'll field it. He'll throw a bit high, but he'll get the put out. Credit that play, Sam Vincent across the diamond to Peyton Miller. There's one out in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, the shortstop for the Knights. Number 24, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Braden Henley. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Inside pitch. Let it go by. First pitch called strike. Count goes to 0-1. Peering in looking at singles. Out of the stretch, now the set. Braden Henley. Ground ball right up the middle. Going to get some range here. Shortstop to throw on the run. Couldn't make the play at first base. Near the surface right there. My short hop might not have. Safe at first base. Working that on base percentage is Evan Dienhart. One runner aboard, one out. Bottom of the first inning, Knights of the home team. The top jersey, they look about similar in hue for color and navy blue. We'll get a timeout on the diamond. We'll start back up. Stepping in for the Knights, number 18, the three hitter, TJ Bell. He hit safely in the first two games here in Tennessee. Out of a set, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first base is Evan Dienhart. He reached on air. There's one out here in the bottom of the first. Peering in, looking at signals. Checks first base out of a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a pitch from Braden Henley. Breaking pitch. Nicely placed pitch. Strike called. Righty facing a righty. Looking at signals. Third base coach. Coach Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais also played baseball at Purdue. 1-1 count. One out. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch from Henley. Swung on by C.J. Bell. He's going to hit one skyward. It's going to float in the sky and he couldn't make the catch. Couldn't make the catch in right field. That wind is gusting. That ball floated around. If you check right there, the ball might have hit the glove. I hope not, because that's going to take a hit away from TJ Bell. So they'll call that on their own. That's not for me to say. So two runners aboard. TJ Bell at first base. At second base, Evan Dienhart stepping in, left-handed batter. It's called time to ask for new baseball. I'm going to ask for another one. And home plate umpire gives him the option of a couple from his hand. That's a good way to go. This game is happening because of the young men. Everybody else here, because of the young men. No balls, no strikes, or step in. Left-handed batter. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Runners on first and second, one out. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed hurler. Braden Henley looks at second base out of set. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Going to go between second and first base. Base hit on the ground. Going to stay at third base. Coach Bourdonnais going to hold him. So bases are all occupied by the Knights. One out, bottom of the first inning. So Ryan Schumer gets himself aboard with the base hit. He's going to jog off the diamond. He's the catcher. He'll put his gear on. Jogging out to run for him is going to be number 41, junior class member Isaac Suffinger. Suffinger at first base. Schumer going to put his gear on. At second base, TJ Bell. At third base is Evan Dienhart. Stepping in for the Knights. Five hitter, 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur got a good hit in yesterday's ball game. A double, scored two runs. He came off the bench. As a pinch hitter, first pitch comes in, low and outside, ball one. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, Braden Henley. Pitch comes in, ground ball, left side, foul ball. One ball, one strike. Braden Henley. Gotta mention that Henley name. Don Henley used to sing for the Eagles. His solo career sounding real good. Peering in, looking at signals. Braden Henley. Set position, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Breaking pitch, stay high and inside. Ben Mazur had to kind of get out of the way. Two balls, one strike. Bases are occupied. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the first. One out. Peering in, looking at signals. A long look, Braden Henley, now out of the set. Here comes the 2-1. Swung on you to 5-1. Skyward, can be called for by the shortstop. Still in the dirt. I should say, the infield fly rule in effect. The batter is out. The ball hit the surface. And Evan Deanhardy came home, and the out was at home. Infield fly rule. It's runners on first and second with less than two outs. And if the ball can, I should say also, runners at first, second, and third, if the ball can be caught with routine efforts, then the batter's out. And even if he doesn't make the catch that could have been caught with routine efforts, the ball hits the surface. The batter's still out, even though the ball hit the surface, but the runners can run at their own risk. So we'll go to the top of the second inning. Top of the second inning, back out on the pitches mound, Keaton Brooks. Where's number 34? And he's going to, right there, right there, coming out to see the catching once again is Ryan Schumer. So the ninth hit in the baseball here at Oakland High School. Working some wind-up right there, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks comes in from right field. Again, his first start here in the early season down here in Tennessee. And I'm working right here. I will mention, to my recollection, I counted up last night, I believe Keaton Brooks is the 10th pitcher to pitch down here in Tennessee. We're beginning our fourth game right here in Tennessee. Coach Boardman giving some effort. Let the guys pitch. Seeing what he's got, and that's very kind and generous to hand him the baseball. So working from the stretch, they're going to throw one down. Keaton Brooks, to throw a rope down to second base. Owen Munn, Evan Deanhardt, they'll toss it back. They'll put it in the glove of Keaton Brooks. Stepping in, right-handed batter for Franklin County, number 22. He's a five-hitter. He does the pitching, that's Brayton Henley to step in. Top of the second inning, no score. Peering in looking at signals, here comes the pitch. First pitch, outside edge, knee high, fastball for a called strike. Gonna step back in. Feet are parallel. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip off the bat into the glove. Ryan Schumer holds it. You naturally need to. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Step back in. Five hitter, Braden Henley. Pitch comes in. Schumer sets up a bit outside. Keaton Brooks hits the glove just outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Curveball. Backdoor curveball. Waited for it. Took it to left field on the ground between third and shortstop. Jack Kintane tosses it back in. Runner aboard. He's the pitcher. He's going to go with a courtesy runner. Coach Michael Crossland can let his pitcher go back to the dugout. Got himself aboard at the base hit. Jogging out to run for him is number four, Caden Brown. Caden Brown is a junior class member. Stepping into bat, six hitter, number 13, Wyatt Lowe. He's the catcher. Here comes the first pitch. Going to be a pickoff move. Going to be a good one. The pickoff move throw was just a bit high. T.J. Bell had to bring that throw and throw back down from his glove. By that time, safe at first base is the pinch runner. Say the courtesy runner, Caden Brown. It would have been dead to rights. Here comes the pitch. Charge a check swing outside edge. They'll probably check it. They are going to check it. Are they going to give an answer? Let's double check. They may not check it. So, one ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter. Wyatt Lowe. Swung on over shortstop head. Evan Jeanhart into left field. Jackson Kane picks it up. Pulses it back in. Cut off. Evan Jeanhart. Two runners aboard. Two consecutive base hits off the bat of Franklin County. Braden Henley at second base. Wyatt Lowe at first base. I think that back. Wyatt Lowe's going to jog off also at second base. Doing the running is Caden Brown. We're going to put a courtesy runner for the catcher at first base. Try to capture that number when it's available for vision. So, two runners aboard, nobody out. Infield fly rule is in effect. Left-handed batter stepping in, Kaysen Gilliam. Working from the stretch, Keaton Brooks. Now the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Pitch finish. Looked like it was a bit high. Came in there breaking pitch. Nobody complaining. Count goes one ball, no strikes. 1-0 count. Franklin County batting in the top of the second. No score. Two runners aboard. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch to Gilliam. Pitch comes in. Outside edge. Called strike. Gilliam's going to wear number 10. He'll step in. He might be the only guy in on the starting lineup that doesn't wear the other jersey number. Working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Ground ball between second and first base. Sprawled out. Laying out, making a stop. Sprawled out, laid out for the stop. That was Owen Munn, second baseman, working to his left. That stop saved the run. He's going to stay at third base. So it's going to be an infield hit. Three consecutive base hits for Franklin County. Each base occupied by the Rebels. Stepping into bat, number 9, Gavin Sells. Gavin Sells flies right to me. Left fielder. Here comes the pitch from Keaton Brooks. Going to pop one up. It's going to be on the infield. It's going to be fair. Called for by Owen Munn. Going to be called off. And couldn't make the catch. Right field, Tyler Fox. They'll throw to second base. They'll get the force out at second base. That was probably going to happen unless he'd have gone a little bit closer to halfway. But they're going to force him out of second base. Ball drops. And in right field, Tyler Fox made a good throw to second base. He gets the put out, the force out. Coach Bordenay coming in to have conversation. I got to admit, I might not have looked at the direction that he's talking about right now with the home plate umpire. I have no idea. So no balls, one strike. He's going to pop out. I take that back. He's going to reach base. I don't think the ball hit a glove. I think the ball went straight to the surface, so it's going to be a base hit. And they're saying no catch. It was no catch, but it's the fourth out of second base. And that was probably going to happen anyway with the fly ball. The runner thought it was going to be caught. Runners at first and third. Run comes in to score on that play. We're at the top of the second inning. One run in, one out. Stepping into bat, the ninth hitter, Jacob Hardison. He's got an 0-2 count. Working from the stretch. Now the stat, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Take that back. I thought it was 0-1. Scoreboard was not quite right. Now it's 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike three. He'll walk past you to dugout. High pitch. He offered at it. Full-fledged swing. He'll set down. Two outs during the top of the second inning. One run in. Base runner still at first and third. Stepping back in. The one hitter. Number two, Sam Vincent. Sam Vincent steps in. Working on that batting average. Coach put him at the top in this ballgame. Going to pop one skyward. Going to go to center field. and be called for by the center fielder, Brent Robbins, and he'll make the catch. And he'll go backwards, and he'll pick up that hat. So one run in, Franklin County leaves two runners aboard. They put the ball in play during the inning. They come up with one run. The 1-0 contest, Knights will bat in the bottom of the second inning. We'll talk, we'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The school was founded in 1956. School enrollment, 294. Lafayette Central Catholic High School, located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. By telephone, 765-474-2496 will ring in to their athletic office. Lafayette, Indiana, that's the county seat of Tippecanoe County. That's 63 miles northwest of Indianapolis. We'll mention the principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. He's an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. Assistant athletic directors are Julia Genhart, Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights, where the colors may be blue and white. On the website, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. 10 members, East and a West, in the East, Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West, Benton Central, Clinton Central, Prince William Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. Head coach, as mentioned, Tim Bourdonnais, working in season number 26 as the head coach for the Central Catholic Knights. Stepping in for the Knights, number 33, Brent Robbins, made a good catch to end the top of the second in center field. Pitch comes in, he'll take a drive, he'll go to left field. Got some air under it. He's going to get some distance. Playing pretty deep, making the catch there in left field for Franklin County, Gavin Sales. So one out on the diamond, bottom of the first inning. Stepping in, going to bat first time. That's number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, seven hitter, playing left field today. Played the catcher position yesterday on this diamond. Peering in, here comes the six. The pitch, first pitch, short hop to glove, breaking pitch off the glove of Wyatt Lowe, and they'll give him another baseball. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane, sophomore athlete, plays slot receiver for the Knights football team. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Working from the stretch right here. Nobody on base. Number 22, pitcher, Braden Henley. Braden Henley, probably a relief pitcher, he's starting today. Here comes the pitch. Inside, low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 count, one out. Second batter in the lineup, here in the bottom of the second for the Knights, Jackson Kane. He'll take a pitch inside, it's over the chalk, maybe even in his box. Right-handed batter's box, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Braden Kinley, Jackson Kane, working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 3-1, swing and a miss. Three balls, one strike, a good pitch to swing at, numerically by the count. A pitch was maybe a bit low. He'll step back in, Jackson Kane. Three balls, two strikes. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball foul, left side. Jackson Kane going to stay in the box once again with that 3-2 count. Going to step out of the box, work on that motion right there for the handover fist. He'll step back in. 3-2 count, one out. Peering in, looking at signals. Braden Henley out of the stretch, now the set. Jackson Kane, 3-2. Foul ball once again. Back to the screen on the ground. Jackson Kane staying in that box, fighting him off. Get rid of the bad pitches and hit the good. That's what Jackson Kane is doing right now. 3-2 count, third time. Here comes the pitch. breaking pitch inside, and he saw the strike. Wow, guy's fouling pitches off. You got to honor his ability to hit the ball. That pitch was a bit inside over the chalk, even. Synthetic chalk here on the field surface, the field turf. They got grass in the outfield, field turf in the infield. Stepping into bat, Tyler Fox. Ground ball for second base. Going to be fielded. Case Gilliam. Case and Gilliam gets the put out with Peyton Miller. And the Knights, 3-3 down. They'll bat. I should say they will play defensively in the top of the third inning. A 1-0 contest here on the diamond. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. That's FTC Sales, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can now find the FTCSales.com. You can find that address. You'll find that in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick that up. Not just the Indiana RV, Auto RV. You can get the Auto Trader. You can get that, pick it up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. They're open today, Saturday. They're open 9 to 4. In Frankfurt, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Lafayette. Since 1999, for more than 24 years, your go-to dealer, that's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and as mentioned today, Saturday, I should say, Saturday, 9 to 4, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana. Stepping into bat. Schumer has a brief visit out there to the pitcher's mound with Keaton Brooks. Back behind the plate now. Top of the third, second hitter batting for Franklin County, Austin Roberts. First pitch outside, but swung at, swinging a miss. Good back door right there, off-speed pitch from Keaton Brooks. Peering in looking at signals. Here comes the wide. Swing and a miss. Pretty much it's Minarex right there, carbon copy of that first pitch. Now it goes 0-2. He swung at both. Two-hitter Austin Roberts. He plays third base for the Rebels. The pitch comes in, breaking pitch. They're setting down looking. It broke right in there. Backdoor curveball. Well placed by Keaton Brooks. Next batter in the lineup. 23, Peyton Miller. Peyton Miller batting for the second time. Peyton Miller batting 333 on the season. 379 on base. 8 games. He wears number 23. Keaton Brooks living right there outside edge. Last three pitches. He's put them right there. Good coach I know of. He said, hey, said AJ, if you can throw strikes when you want to, you should be able to throw a ball when you want to, too. So that next pitch comes in. One ball, one strike. So right-handed batter stepping back in. Peyton Miller for Franklin County. Here comes a 1-1. Swung on, swing and a miss. They call it a strike. Might have been a tipped strike. Caught anyway. Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer looking to play college ball next year in the state of Michigan. Here comes the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. He'll set back in, right into batter's box. 1-2 count to Peyton Miller. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. He'll jog back to the dugout, and that's going to be two outs. Ryan Schumer hanging tight, catching that ball off the bat. Peyton Miller. That's the same thing as a strike. Even with base runners, you can steal a foul tip straight to the glove. Two outs, stepping into bat. The four-hitter, Grayson McNeese. Ride down Meridian, strike call. Keaton Brooks is finding his motion. He's getting a good rhythm. Step back on top of the rubber. Peer in, look at signals. Here comes the wind for the lefty. Just inside. Inside a bit low. Pretty good sized young man at the plate. Grayson McNeese, the four hitter. Grayson McNeese steps back in. 1-1 count. Keaton Brooks. Foul one. Right side floats out of play. One ball, two strikes. Two outs, third batter in the half inning for Franklin County. Here comes the pitch. 1-2. Going to take a line shot. It'll get just by. Line shot by Evan Teehart. Not a chance to field it. Going to get to the grass in the air. Line shot might have been less than 8 feet in height. So he'll run for himself. He's the four hitter. Grayson McNeese is at first base with a base hit. So stepping in, five hitter, number 22, Braden Henley. He's the pitcher of record for the Rebels. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball stayed outside. Jump goes 1-0. Braden Henley on the season in eight games, batting 346. 29 plate appearances, 26 at bats. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit inside, a bit low. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Stepping back in, Braden Henley. Usually a pitcher. Can bat well. He knows the strike zone. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That was a bit outside by the other chalk. His count goes 2-1. If you remember, Don Gullett, back in the day, big red machine. He hit a home run occasionally. He was a good pitcher. Got like a Ben Mazur in a home run. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled right side, out of play. 2-2 count, two outs. Going to step back in. Five hitter, number 22, Braden Henley. Turning in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set, Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. The drive on right side, it might be fair. It's going to go down the right field line. It is fair and caught in right field by Tyler Fox. Knight's get out of the inning. They leave one aboard. Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the third. After 2.5 innings, Franklin County won Central Catholic coming to bat. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you. Double check here as we pick up our notes. This game in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent and real estate broker. You can contact Lisa, we'll mention it. If you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone. You can ring her up. Talk to her at 317-513-4086. Or you can leave her a message by cell phone, text message at 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. So they threw one down, Ryan Schumer. Knight's getting ready to bat right now. It's the bottom of the third inning. Stepping in the bat, the nine hitter, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein has played a good third base position down here in Tennessee. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Pitch comes in low and inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hudson's going to set back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Brady Henley from the stretch. Here's the set. Pitch comes in. He's going to pop one skyward. It's going to float around. Shortstop's going to give it a call. Left fielder going to call him off and couldn't hold the ball. He couldn't hold the ball, and Gutwein was on his horse. Why not? While that ball's traveling skyward, get what you can. Coach Bourdain waves him around. Might have been Coach Johnson there at first base told him to go. He makes it safely at second base. That ball was scooting around in the sky like a Chicago type of afternoon. Stepping in the bat, Owen Munn. Owen Munn's going to bat through his second time. Runner aboard, first runner in the bottom of the third for the Knights. Could be a good bunt. Third baseline coming in to play the bunt. They'll get the out at first base. Owen Munn put a good bunt down the left baseline perfectly, about 12, 15, maybe 20 feet from home plate. Third baseman Austin Roberts played that professionally. I tell you what, he did a good job. He must have read the bunt early. So they move over to third base. Hudson Gutwein, tying run at third base. Stepping into bat, Evan Deanhart for the Knights. Second time at the plate. First pitch comes in. Henley, breaking pitch, didn't get a lot of breaks. Ended up in the box with Evan Deanhart. He avoids hit by pitch. Wind whipping up just a little bit right here on the diamond. And on the third base, Hudson Gutwein. Left-handed batter, Evan Deanhart. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Second base, going to score a run. Tie ball game, RBI. RBI for Evan Deanhart, but he'll get the put out. It'll hurt his average, but he'll get an RBI. Run batted in, and we're going to see the three-hitter for the Knights. Going to step in. Number 18, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell steps in. 10 plate appearances, 10 official at-bats in three ball games. Got two hits. They're both singles. First pitch comes in low, short off the glove. It's by the catcher, Wyatt Lowe. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Number 22, Brayden Henley. Here's the pitch. Inside a ball. Just inside off the plate. We're going to like to see that call about an inning ago for the 3-2 count. And Jackson Kane fouled him off. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs. One run in, tie ball game. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Nice batting. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Low for ball four. He let it go by all the way. He was taking all the way. Pitch was low. T.J. Bell at first base. Next batter going to step in. We're going to see Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Left-handed batter's box. Two out. Ryan Schumer steps in. In three games, 10 plate appearances, 8 at-bats. He's batting 250. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside low, ball one. Ryan Schumer on base percentage, 400. He's got two hits. He's got a single. He's got a double. He scored a run. Out of the set. Checks third first base over the right shoulder. Going to call that a strike. Might have been a strike for the pitcher. Keep his confidence up. Early in the count, nothing quite wrong with that. Not a lot. Count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at singles out of stretch. So check first base out of set. T.J. Bell running for himself. Here comes the pitch to Schumer. Outside of ball. Trying to work that outside edge. This pitcher, Braden Henley well aware that he's pitching to the four hitter. Peering in, looking at signals. Long set. He looked first base over his shoulder. Set position. Here's the pitch. Going to take a stroke. Take it over to right field. Going to get a lot of it. That ball's going to float out of here. Right center field. 348 mark. Two-run dinger for Ryan Schumer. He'll touch them all. He'll get a hand, right there, a low five from Coach Bordenay as he rounds third base. So let's check him and make sure he's hit every base he did. Umpires checking. First base umpire, just one of him. A position, he'll jog around and just to verify the touch of the base. I've seen a guy called out in a sectional game, right? I heard about it. Sectional game home run. He took his helmet off before he got to home plate. In a sectional game, he was called out. Here's the pitch. Foul tip to go back right side off the wall. They do have a block wall around the surround here from dugout to dugout. That hit the block. The straight back behind home plate, they've got a pretty hefty pad there, maybe about 3 inches in thickness. Coach Bordenay was checking it out first game yesterday. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, high and tight. In the ball game, batting the DH in the ball game for the Knights, Ben Mazur. Maybe we'll see back to back. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one up. It's going to float. It's going to float out of play. I do like my vantage point that I can't see above my head. I'm in close here in the concession stand. Concession stand is behind me, behind the concession stand towards the ball field. They've got a little door that rolls up like a garage door. And there's a radio guy that's there. What a quality place to be. One ball, two strikes. Right in the batter's box, Ben Mazur. They'll take a pitch inside and low. 2-2 count, Ben Mazur. He's going to choke up just a little bit. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Right-handed pitcher, Braden Henley. Here comes a 2-2. Going to hit him. Going to get him in the box. He tried to avoid it. Got him on the gluteus maximus. He's okay. Might have a bruise. He'll go home and remember this trip for that one. Did a good job pitching in his first outing. Coach Bordenay pitched him against Lake Forest. He went 4 innings. Came out of the ballgame. I think he had 60 pitches. So right-handed batter's box stepping in once again. 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, 9 at-bats. I should say 9 plate appearances, 9 at-bats here so far in this trip. Pitch comes in, he'll foul one back. Might get the screen, might have went overhead. So let's step back in, 33, Bryn Robbins. He's batting 222. 222 on base percentage. 2 hits, he's got 2 singles. He scored a run. Peering in, looking at signals. Looking at first base, over the left shoulder, he'll set now. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch inside, a little bit tall. That was about the same pitch that hit Ben, but that particular pitch there for Bryn was above his head. So working right there on the diamond, trying to keep control right there. He got time out. Walking out to talk with Braden Henley, his head coach, Michael Crossland. He's going to pull his infield in. Talk to them. There's 2 outs. 1-1 count. Bryn Robbins. And at first base is Ben Mazur. He got the first base hit by pitch. And we'll remind you, the IHSAA, they do have a new website. It was new, I think, last year. It's still good. It is friendly. It's easy to find where you're wanting to go and where you're wanting to look. And right there on the first page, when you get to that website, IHSAA.org, you'll see Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. Stepping into bat, Bryn Robbins, 1-1 one strike, ball's made live by the home plate umpire. Out of the stretch, he checks first base. Now the set. Here comes the 1-1 to Bryn. Knee high, outside edge. Good strike called. 1-2 count. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Coach Bordenay giving signals. Checking signals, Bryn Robbins. the step back in. One ball, two strikes, two outs. One runner aboard for the Knights. Three runs in. Checking over his shoulder right there. Out of set position. Henley. Here comes a 1-2. Both. Short hop the glove. Snap throw to first base by Wyatt Lowe. Safe back at first base is Ben Mazur. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. It's Braden Henry. A long look there out of the stretch. He'll check first base. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Behind Bryn Robbins on the pitch. Pops off the glove. It's going to be ball three. Count goes full at 3-2. Lift that back in. Bryn Robbins out of a stretch gets the signal. Now the set. 3-2 pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop. He's going to field it. He's going to throw across the diamond and making the play. We're going to think about a bobble, and I don't believe that Coach Johnson is wrong. But it was bobbling a little bit. He made the catch. Third out here in the bottom of the third inning. And we'll mention the Knights come up with three. They get a single run, and then they put runner on base. And Ryan Schumer takes a dinger out to right center field over the 3:48 mark. Three runs in for the Knights in the bottom of the third. 3-1 ball game. Going to bat are Franklin County. Franklin County right here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around. I have been in that trophy shop. I've mentioned before I would not want to take inventory of their trophy shop. 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. Prices are so low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 South Penn Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 317-773-7391 or online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So Franklin County going to bat in the top of the fourth inning. Going to step into bat. It's going to be number 13, Wyatt Lowe. The catcher going to bat the second time in the ballgame. He's the sixth hitter. Here comes the first pitch. Keaton Brooks. They'll go to third base. They're going to call it out. Hudson Gutwein. They're going to say the catch was made. That was debatable. From here, almost looked like a short hop. Hudson Gutwein showing him the baseball. I don't know what Coach Bournet would think about that, showing the baseball when it possibly could have been a short hop and you might need to throw. Here comes the first pitch. Number 10 in the batter's box, Cason Gilliam. He's going to foul one off, but he fouls one off in something that don't happen very often. He checked his swing. The ball went off the knob, bottom knob of the bat. No balls, one strike. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. He took his cut right there on cut number two. Should say strike number two. Count goes 0-2. Keaton Brooks. Here comes a windup. Schumer going to set up outside. Chest miss. Ball one. Keaton Brooks blowing some hot air into that left hand. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. They're jawed back to the dugout. Keaton Brooks for the strikeout. Ball goes around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of Brooks. Stepping into bat second time. Number 9, Gavin Sales. There's one out here in the top of the fourth. Gavin Sales batting just above 200 at 208. They'll file one back to the screen. On base percentage for Gavin is 240. Plate appearances in 8 games, 25, 24 official at bats. He's got 5 hits. He's got four singles and a double. He's got three RBI. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, left side, foul. Near the Knights dugout, right there in that screen. Protection screen. Everybody's fine. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Becomes a delivery. The 0-2. Outside of ball. Schoen was set up outside. Ball was a little further outside than where he set up. Count goes 1-2. Here comes the line, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Outside, he's working that edge. Had to try to protect the dish. The third out recorded as Keaton Brooks picks up another strikeout. After 3.5 innings, halfway through the contest, Knights 3 and Franklin County, the Rebels 1. So the Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. They won the regional this year. Fell in the semi-state. Actually, they played in the semi-state against Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes was unbeaten at that time. And then Twin Lakes, I should say Hamilton Heights, in the first half, went up by 14 points. Second half, they just couldn't get it done. Twin Lakes got the win. And in the regional final, I should say that was a semi-state. And in the semi-state final, as they kind of changed the mechanism of how they do that again in the final game, Twin Lakes fell to Fairfield. Fairfield went on and won the state in Class 3A. Also, baseball in the spring, Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Stepping into bat for the Knights, going to be number 3, the 7 hitter, that's Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane stayed in the box a pretty long time at first at bat. Went 3-2, maybe 2, maybe 3 times. Fouled him off and then got set down when I thought he should have been on first base. Pitch comes in. Short off the glove, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Looking at signals. Hand clap signal from Coach Bourdonnais. He'll step back in. Nice day here in Tennessee. It is windy. It's blowing out to center field. Here comes the pitch from Henley. Short off the glove again. 22, Braden Henley. Short off the glove, Braden Henley. Kind of hanging his head a little bit. Don't need to. You can step back in. 2 balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-0. Jackson Kane. Swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. 2-1 count. Sophomore athlete, Jackson Kane. From the stretch, there's the set. Here comes a 2-1. Low and outside, ball 3. Jackson Kane, 3-1 count. He's batting 286 down here in Tennessee. 375 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Let's let it go by. Goes check swing. It was inside. It's a bit low. It's called strike. Count goes 3-2. Jackson King takes the count full once again. 2 hits. He got 1 hit. He got a double. You're going to float one. You're going to float one to center field. Going to back up the center fielder. It's going to float over his head. Could not make the catch. Might have touched the glove. Might have heard a glove touch. Not sure. They're going to put that in the book as a double. I'm pretty sure. Jackson Kane going to jog over. Coach Ryan Johnson going to pick up that ankle apparatus from the left leg. And Jackson Kane going to do the base running. Jackson Kane doubled yesterday. Coach Bourdonnais left him in yesterday and let him do the base running. Jackson Kane, a lot of energy I've seen from him here in Tennessee. in this second season for him. We call timeout and ask for new baseball. Braden Henley, timeout, toss one out. Catcher, Wyatt Lowe. Stepping into bat, number 14, Tyler Fox, making some catches in right field. Made a good one here today with two outs and base runners on. Working from the stretch, now the set. Long set, you look at second base, here's the pitch. Going to bunt one, it's going to go five, foul ball, but it was airborne. Coming in from third base, making the play, right there is Austin Roberts. Austin Roberts, pretty savvy. Third baseman, Austin Roberts, reads the bunt pretty quick, and he caught that foul ball about 15, 20 feet from home plate. Also, there was Wyatt Lowe. They kind of collided, but not much. Going to pick up the out. There's one out for the Knights. Stepping in. Going to bat. Hudson Gutwein. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good catch, solid catch. Came up empty. Count goes 0-1. Runner at second base, Jackson Kane, doubled to center field. Floated one out there. If that had went anywhere else on the diamond, might have floated out. Center field, 375. Here comes the set. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch, high and tight. Didn't get the break he was looking for. Hudson had to kind of get out of the way. He's going to step back in. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Knights in front, 3-1. Knights batting. Working from the stretch, checks second base out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Henley. Tight, inside pitch, about thigh high, I should say about belly button high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike. He's going to step back in, checks second base out of the stretch. It's Braden Henley, checks again out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Going to go right side, right field. Going to back up the right fielder. He couldn't make the catch. Ball's going to hit the surface. Run comes, I should say, Jackson Kane over to third base. He's going to try to take home. He's going to bounce in. They cut it off. No throw to the plate. Jackson Kane is safe at home plate. It's going to be an RBI off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. Not sure if it was a true hit. I may find out with the statistics after today's game. But Hudson Gutwein scores a run with his bat. He ends up at second base. And Jackson Kane, with some good base running, made it home as the ball was cut in the infield. So stepping into bat. Going to bat, it's Owen Munn. Owen Munn is second baseman. Where's number 12? He's batted 10 times on this trip. 10 official at-bats. He's seeing even 200. He's got two hits, and they're both singles. He's going to pop one up on the infield. He's going to be called for by the shortstop, and he'll make it slightly in the grass, straight behind second base. That ball is moving. It's going to be two outs in the inning. Next batter we'll see is going to be Evan Dienhart. Hudson Gutwein at second base. One run in. 4-1 ball game, Knights in front. Bottom of the fourth inning, peering in looking at signals. Braden Henley out of the set, checks second base. Here comes the first pitch to Evan. Outside a ball. Count goes, one ball, no strikes. To step back in, bit of an open stance, not a lot. Hit for average a year ago. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Going to call strike. A little bit low, inside, right over the out, inside edge. And what that pitcher has feelings too. Early in the count. One ball, one strike. 1-1, two outs. Second base out of set, he'll step off the back. First time he's done that. Wanted to step off. Didn't like the lead that was happening. Might have had something else on his mind. Stepped off the bat. He's back in. Stretch. Check second base. Now the set is the pitch. Evan Dienhart in the float one right side out of play. 1-2 count. Two outs. New baseball inserted. step back in the rubber. One ball, two strikes. Pierre looking at signals. Brady Henry, a long look. He's going to ask for the signal again with that right hand. Circular motion. Still in the stretch. Out of the stretch, you can do that. Out of the set, you can't circulate your hand. They're working it back around. You got to be still. Out of the set, now the check second base. Here's the 1-2. Scored off the glove of Wyatt. Sliding in head first at third base is Hudson Gutwein. Safe is the call. Got to admit, the steel turf, you'll slide further than you thought you were getting ready to go to. I mean, this surface right here, you gotta be careful and adjust your sliding technique. That was sad, just the 2-2. Foul back to the screen. Evan Deanhart, two-hitter for the Knights. Stepping back in. 2-2, two outs. 24 in the batter's box. Evan Deanhart peering in looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Braden Henley. Now the set. Runner at third base is Hudson Gutwein. Pitch comes in. Low and right across the chalk of Evan's batter's box. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2 count, two outs. Could be a big pitch in this ball game right here. Here's the pitch from Henley. Hit by pitch. Hit by pitch. They're going to give him first base. Same thing pretty much that happened yesterday. There was no question. The umpire saw the hit by pitch. He pointed directly to tell Evan to go to first base. That's all I'll say about that. Evan Deanhart is at first base. Runners at the corners for the Knights. Hudson Gutwein at third base. Stepping into bat, swinging a good bat, is T.J. Bell. Catcher's going to step out in front of the home plate, call some signals. Let him know what's going on. Will he catch the throw? If Evan takes off for second base. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the set, Henley, T.J. Bell, taking off for second base. They're going to fake the throw. Evan Deanhart was going to be plenty fine. He slowed up. He's almost stopped. Was going to allow the throw. Going to see if they could score with the timing play. That makes the umpires work double hard with their vision. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-0. Drive. Right field. Base hit over second base. Going to get the gap. Going to score one. It's Hudson Gutwein coming in to score the second run. For the Knights, it's Evan Deanhart. So, base hit, third base hit on the trip for T.J. Bell. That's a single and a two RBI single. Still, two outs. Going to step to the plate once again, Ryan Schumer. Let's see if they take the bat out of his hand. They were pitching him outside. And he finally got that pitch he could handle. He went to right center field over the wall. And got this, again, a three-run homer. Ryan Schumer, let me make some adjustments now. T.J. Bell going to give way. Coach Bordenay going to send out a base runner. Out to run for the Knights is 35. He's a junior. That's Ben Bunton. Ben Bunton, 5'8", 155. Listed as a catcher. He jogs out with some pretty good confidence. Ben Bunton. And they're working right there on the diamond. They're going to home plate umpire letting the first base dugout, letting the Franklin County dugout know that 35 is the pinch runner. And they're going to make some changes. Coach Michael Coughlin is going to make some changes on the diamond. I'm probably going to have a hard time finding out who's where when they make these changes, other than the pitcher's mound. So, well, while we got a break in the action, I'd like to just mention, a couple of nights ago, we went to dinner, team dinner. They allowed me to attend. And I got to mention, Coach John Anthrop went out. I mean, he showed up. He was wearing a jacket, a light jacket. He said Lakers on it. I asked him if he was a LeBron James fan. I don't think we got an answer. But then I asked him, I said, are you a Kobe Bryant fans. Is that why you're wearing that? He wouldn't really tell me. And then today he let me know. He's a proud father. Why not? He let me know that his oldest son, Drew Anthrop, after a four-year college career, he went and he interned for the Indiana Pacers in the administration type of area for the Pacers. He worked there. He worked somewhere else. And last we know, he's working right now for the Los Angeles Lakers administration. That's Drew Anthrop. And that is the oldest son, I understand, John Anthrop and Jana Anthrop. Wow. So they're getting some warm-up tosses. Right here on the diamond. Right-handed pitcher. So pitching from the stretch. He's got a base runner. That may be why. Pretty solid young man. I believe we've seen him bat. I believe it's 22. I'll wait till I'm certain. Right-handed pitcher working that strike zone with his catcher, Wyatt Lowe. So his friends around him behind the rubber, just outside the synthetic field turf pitcher's mound. One throw left, so his teammates will work back to their particular respective bag locations on the infield. And I'm going to step in and pitch right here. We're going to double check. Trying to get that at 22, maybe 23. Stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer. New pitcher for Schumer. Last time, homered to right center. Stepping in. Out of the stretch, down the set. You check first base, first pitch to Schumer. Was a good pitch. Sure, he'd like to have that pitch back. A bit of a slider, not much. Right across the dish. Die high. Peering in, looking at signals again. I believe this is 23. Peyton Miller doing the pitching. Low for a ball. Going to get by the catcher. Wyatt Low. Going to go to second base. Is number 35, Ben Button. There's two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Knight scored three in the bottom of the third. They've got three presently in the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 count. Two outs. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Number 23, Peyton Miller. Check second base a couple of times. Here's the pitch. High for a ball off the glove. Wyatt Low. It's a tall pitch. Not really ready to move the glove from knee-high area straight up above your catcher's head. Got part of the glove went back to the screen. Moving to third base on the misplaced base on Ben Button. That wind is picking up. A lot of wind right here. And you're going to step back to the rubber. Ryan Schumer, peering in, looking at signals. Working out the windup. Runner at third base. His button is the pitch. Short hops glove. In that left-handed batter's box with Ryan Schumer. Count goes 3-1. Ryan Schumer set back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup. Here's the pitch from Miller. Low for ball four. Ryan Schumer going to jog to first base. Stepping into bat. Number 27, Ben Mazur. Last time up, Ben Mazur hit by pitch. Got him on the backside, middle of his body. Jogging out to run at first base for Schumer. Schumer will put his gear on. Pitch runner, I should say courtesy runner at first base, number 41. Isaac Seppinger. Seppinger pitched on this trip of the four games down here in Tennessee. Seppinger with an interesting delivery. Peering in, looking at signals. It'll be a pickoff move, first base. The pickoff move has velocity. I mean, it's pretty tall. Good play by the first baseman to make that one. Should mention Peyton Miller now pitching. He came over from first base to pitch here in the bottom of the fourth. Taking off of second base, no throw. Seppinger ends up at second base, standing up. gonna step back in. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. One ball, no strikes. Out of the set, he'll check third base, here's the pitch. Tight for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Three runs in. 6-1 ball game, Knights in front. Pitch comes in, foul tip off the glove. Couldn't hold it. Difficult hold for that one. Back to the screen, ends up a strike. Foul ball, strike. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Ball's made live, home plate umpire. Might have been a balk there. They didn't call it. Working from the stretch, now the set. Swung on, right side, out of play. 2-2 count. Ryan Schimp off the knob of the bottom of the bat just a little bit. Two balls, two strikes. You can choke up and still get a solid hit off the bat. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, protecting the dish of the breaking pitch. Ben Mazur with some good batting right there to foul that one off. That was going to be a strike, breaking pitch across the dish. A step back in. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Perrien looking at signals. Peyton Miller out of the stretch, now the set. You'll check third base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, it might be gone. Left field might not have enough. I was going to go to left field, man. Just near the warning track. Got a lot of it. And he'll jog around the bases, but he'll jog back to the dugout. Two runners aboard. They'll leave two aboard. Knights come up with three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. After four complete, Knights six, Rebels one. The Rebels going to go out and pitch. Should say the Knights going to go out and pitch. It's going to remain Keaton Brooks in the lineup. And we do thank you for tuning in. Final game here in Tennessee. After this game, we're going to make a beeline back to Lafayette for the bus. I'll make a beeline back to Hamilton County. So getting some warm-ups right there is Keaton Brooks. And we'll mention just a hop, skip, and a jump from Lafayette. You can go to Indiana Beach. I might check that out. My wife, maybe my kids. We'll see what happens. Maybe my grandkids. We'll see. But at Indiana Beach, they got a campground. They got an RV resort. And I will mention that's at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Daily admission, or you can get a season pass. Per person, it's $69.99. That's a bargain. You can call them by telephoning them at 574-583-4141. That's Indiana Amusement Park in Monticello. Make family plans. We'll also mention Monticello. The Knights will be in Monticello. It's coming Tuesday, I believe it is. Then they'll be back home on Wednesday. They'll have a two-game set with West Division foe right there in Monticello, Twin Lakes Indians. So I think that first game is Tuesday away. I think that's a 5 o'clock start, if I'm not incorrect. And then the 6 o'clock start might be 5:30 and 5:30. Check the forecast. Check the webpage and find out when it is. But that's Tuesday and Wednesday. Knights going to begin conference play in the West Division. Swung on. Center field. Brennan's going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn gets a base hit. He reaches out. Taps it to short, taps halfway out in center field. It drops for a base hit. So nice hit. That was Owen Munn. He reached base safely. He'll put his sliding mitt on. Stepping in for the Knights. Going to bat. That's what number two in the ball game. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and foul one off. I tell you what, I'm talking about the wrong team. I thought that didn't look like Owen Munn. I'm talking about Monticello and Indiana Beach and the Twin Lakes Indians. And I lost track. And we're at the top of the fifth inning. That first pitch taken to right field. Number 12, Jacob Hardison at first base with a base hit. Nobody out. Pickoff move. Keaton Brooks. Back safely is Hardison. Now batting in the lineup for Franklin County, the one-hitter, Sam Vincent. Sam Vincent from the season. He's in 8 games, 29 plate appearances, 27 official at-bats. Pitch comes in outside of ball. 1-1. Sam Vincent, 4 hits on the season, 3 singles and a double. Working from the stretch, now the set, Keaton Brooks. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Kim goes 2-1. 2-1, right-handed batter. 1 hitter for Franklin County, Sam Vincent. Where's number 2? Here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop, Evan Zehart. Flips to Owen Munn. He'll go across the diamond back to first base. And they'll not get the 6-4-3, but they'll get the 6-4 as one out here in the top of the fifth. Safe at first base. Right there is Sam Vincent. His job is to beat it out. When he hits into a potential double play, his job is to break it up and just make it a one-out play. Here comes the stat position for Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. High for ball 1. Stepping into batting, 2-hitter. Number 1, Austin Roberts. Austin Roberts plays a really good third base position. And I've just seen him play just a little bit, but he's pretty darn good. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Austin Roberts, he's batting .391 on the season. He's a 2-hitter. On base percentage, .481. That's in 8 ball games. 29 plate appearances, 23 at-bats. Here comes a 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Austin Robertson, or Austin Roberts, I should say, has 9 hits on the season. 8 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBI. He scored 10 runs. Of a set, Keaton Brooks delivery. Swung on, ground ball. Right side of the infield. Owen Munn going to go to second. They'll get the force out. Let's see if they get the force out. Let's get them to call it safe. It was in and out of the glove of Evan Zehart. Not quite sure if he held the ball long enough. So, 2 runners aboard. Stepping into bat, 23, Peyton Miller. Peyton Miller now doing the pitching for the Rebels. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Peering in, signals, out of set. Here comes the pitch. He checks second time. Keaton Brooks, inside a ball. 1-0. Top of the fifth inning. Rebels came up with 1 run in the top of the second. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Keaton Brooks delivery. Swung on, ground ball. Third base, wide of third base. Giving it a look right there. It is Gavin Boutel. Working right there at third base. Don't quote me. I believe so. 1-1. 1 out. Check second base. Out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. The 1-1. The pop one. It's going to be skyward. Going to the center field. Friend Robbins has a beat on it. He'll make the play. He'll get the out. He'll hit the cutoff. Evan Zehart. And you'll stay at first base. The base runner. That's number 12, Jacob Hardison. 2 outs in the inning. Top of the fifth. So, take a little breather there. Ball inserted from the first base dugout. Home plate umpire pockets it in his pouch, right side. He got 2 pouches. He uses 1 pouch for the next ball going in the game. Working the stretch, now the set. Checks again, second base. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one. Right side, T.J. Bell's going to call it. It's going to be a fair ball. He'll catch it on the dirt. That ball moving around, you know it is. It's gusty, it's windy. About 20 miles per hour when it's in the third out in the inning. So after 4.5, we'll mention the Knights, 6, the Rebels, 1. Knights coming to bat in the bottom half. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this ball game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. I will mention Carter Johnson's mom told me last year, as I was exiting a ball game out of the parking lot, she said her dad listens to Put Me in Sports so he can listen to Carter Johnson, listen to his games, listen to the games. And evidently, Carter Johnson's grandpa lives in Sheridan. And he went over to Sheridan and went into Target Sports and thanked them for sponsoring baseball for Central Catholic Knights. We'll also mention Target Sports. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales, buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. Target Sports. You can visit them in Sheridan, Indiana. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. Larson & Son, Target Sports in Sheridan. First pitch, Brent Robbins in the batter's box. Pitch comes in, inside, bit low, call strike. Lower than the kneecaps, but not a bad pitch to call strike. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Miller. Breaking pitch stays high, ball one. One ball, one strike. Working from the windup. Here comes the delivery, the 1-1 to Robbins. High for ball two. Bryn Robbins, entering this game, 9 plate appearances, 9 official at-bats, batting .222, 2 hits, 2 singles. He'll drive this one to the left, to the center field, I should say. Backing up, the center fielder is going to hit the bottom of the wall. Airborne, he hits it off the wall at the .375 mark. He ends up with a triple. First triple of the campaign this year for Central Catholic, and he'll be the first to do it. So while I'm thinking about that, I might as well mention Coach Terry Bordenay. We'll call him Coach. You know he coached Tim Bordenay growing up. Tim Bordenay, as a senior for Central Catholic Knights, hit 10 triples. How can that be possible? 10 triples. There's one right there, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins at third base, nobody out. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Going to call a strike outside edge. It was a pitcher strike. Jackson King going to let it go by. I would have too. Count goes 0-1. Here comes a pitch from Miller. Strike. Breaking pitch. That was well placed. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Jackson King going to set back in. Jackson King, a couple of quality at-bats here in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. He was foul one off there in the batter's box. And that's probably why he has that apparatus on his left lower shin area. So we'll step back in. Kent will remain 0-2. Here comes a fourth pitch to Jackson King. He's going to set up outside on him. They're going to hit the glove. But, wow. McLaren set him down. He'll go down looking. And I don't know if that should go down looking in the stats. So one out on the diamond. So they're going to make an adjustment right there. Home plate umpire is going to make an adjustment on his inches, his small stenographer's pad, because in the batter's box for the Knights is sophomore number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke is going to bat. Left-handed batter, 6'1", 155. He's going to bat right now. He's going to bat in place of right fielder. Tyler Fox going to give way. He's going to let Gerke bat. Coach Bordenay makes the adjustment. Working from the windup. Runner at third base is Bryn Robbins. He's got a pinch runner, a double check. No, Robbins running for himself at third base. First pitch comes in, a ball. A bit above the zone. He'll set back in, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the delivery, Peyton Miller. Good cut. Swing and a miss. Couldn't come up with it right there. Nice swing. Right there, the bat. Sophomore athlete. Number 10, Lucas Gerke. Step back in. Count 1-1. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Lucas Gerson will step out of the box, look for signals, and step back in. He's using that fluorescent bat, the green bat. Here comes the 2-1. You're going to pop one. You're going to go to center field with it. It may drop. Let's see if it does, and it will. Base hit. Gerke gets himself aboard, and he captures an RBI, jogging in from third base. The bridge run right there is Bren Robbins. Nice pickup one from the bat of Lucas Gerke. So, working right there. Stepping into bat for the Knights. This time we're going to see number 17, junior athletes, junior class. That's Gavin Vitel, 5'10". He'll step in now. Infielder and a catcher. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. There's a pitch from Miller. Put a bunt down. It's going to be out in front of the plate. It's going to be well played. It's going to be picked up by Miller, and they're going to call him out. They're going to call him out at first base. That was not a bad call. It's a bummer, but that's not a bad call. And they say, I've been told in my umpire meetings that Ty doesn't go to the runner. That's a myth. And that's what they say, and I believe it. That ball's, if that's Ty goes to the runner, that's not quite right, because that ball is already deep in the pocket of the first baseman. So, two outs on the diamond. Runner moves to second base. That's Gerke at second base. Here's the first pitch, breaking pitch called strike. 0-9, the one hitter at home plate doing the batting for the Knights. So no balls, one strike, two outs. 7-1 ball game. Knights in front, batting the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch from Miller. Breaking pitch. Short off the glove. They'll throw to third base. Safe at third base is Gerke. Head first slide. The runner at third base is Lucas Gerke. Coach Bornegan, who called time, let Gerke collect himself right there before the next pitch. One ball, one strike. So Owen Munn going to bat, continue his at-bat, 1-1 count, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Everybody's good. Gerke's good to get that lead at third base. Working from the windup, Peyton Miller, pitch to Owen Munn. The ground ball in the infield, shortstop. He'll field it, he'll gator it, throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with the third base, with the first baseman, and playing first base now in place of Miller while he pitches is number 22, Braden Hensley. So they switch places. So at the end of five innings, the Knights in front, 7-1 over Franklin County. So still on the rubber is number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks sporting that left-handed pitching technique. Doing well here. He'll pitch in the top of the sixth inning. And I will also mention, this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located in Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. That's right there. You can just go south on 8th Street, and it'll take you right to it. If you don't take yourself right to it, you have to turn left or right. It's a T-road. That's Indiana Express Rentals. You can reach them by telephone at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Indiana Express Rentals, authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. And you know that lift gate is going to come in handy. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Stepping into bat, he's the first baseman, 22, Braden Henley. He'll foul one back out of play. So no balls, one strike. top of the sixth inning, stepping back in to bat, five hitter Braden Hensley started this game as the pitcher. Backdoor curveball stayed outside. Ball one. Keaton Brooks has gone the distance for the Knights. Pitching in the sixth inning, here comes the 1-1. Ground ball. Be back in. Evan Dinehart makes the play. Couldn't quite get the throw away, but just stopped the ball. And he's got a lot of range out there at shortstop. Got a good back in. So one runner aboard. Aboard at first base for the Rebels, 22, Brady Henley. He'll put that sliding mitt on. Stepping into bat, number 13, the catcher, Wyatt Lowe, another right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, going to be a pickoff out of the set. Safe back at first base is Henley. Wyatt Lowe, number 13 in 8 ball games. He's batting 211 on base at 318. That's in 22 plate appearances. I should say, yeah, plate appearances in 19 official at-bats. Next pitch comes in tight for a ball. So let's step back in. That's Wyatt Lowe. He got four RBI. He scored 4 runs on the season. We'll take a pitch a bit high, and that's a good disciplined call right there. That's a good call. Home plate umpire watching the discipline right there. You got the catcher at bat. Sometimes favoritism can happen. Swing and a miss. You got a guy out there protecting you all game long. If you take no shots, even if you did, you got a guy protecting you all game long. You might get a preferential treatment when he's in the batter's box. That's for both sides. Here comes the pitch. Foul back, out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first base for Franklin County is Braden Henley. Braden Henley got an infield hit, got himself aboard. Here comes a 2-2 pitch from Brooks. Outside a ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 aboard, nobody out. Some debris floating across on the ground out in the outfield. It's blowing right to left. Foul back to the screen. 3 balls, 2 strikes. They'll step in the box again. Keaton Brooks. Well, the pitcher's now. If you're in, look at signals. Ball's made live by the home plate umpire. Out of the set. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Let's try to protect his dish. They'll go down swinging. So next batter going to step in. 1 out. Going to be number 10, 7-hitter, left-handed batter, Kason Gilliam. Straightaway stance in the box. But runner aboard, Henley at first base. Here's the pitch. Solid cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out. Franklin County Rebels batting in the top of the 6th. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stayed high. Lefty facing a lefty. Kind of had to get out of the way there. Just step back in. Number 10, Kason Gilliam. Turning and looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the stat. Modest created first base. He'll play on Keaton Brooks. Trying to get his motion figured out right there. Get that motion figured out, and then the velocity increases. Then he gets the pickoff. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. High strike. We'll swing at it. Swing and a miss. It was above the zone. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He knew it when he swung. The set back in. 1-2 count, 1 out. Peering and looking at singles out of the stretch. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Here's the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. Schumer holds it. Strike 3. He'll go down. Swinging. 2 outs during the 6th inning. Coming to the plate, number 9, Gavin Sells. Gavin Sells playing a good left field. Right-handed batter. Sells steps in. Batting 208, 240 on base percentage. first hit, he'll hit his third base. Throwing out, couldn't get it, couldn't reach it. That was Gavin Buttell. It's like a good effort from like a Craig Nettles back in the day with the Yankees. So it wouldn't be a base hit. Base hit off the bat. Gavin sells. Two base runners aboard for Franklin County, the Rebels. Stepping into bat, nine hitter. Number 12, Jacob Hardison. Last time got himself aboard. He played center field, wearing number 12. Take some modest swings out of the box. He'll step in. Jacob Hardison, Keaton Brooks, two runners aboard. First and second, two out. First pitch outside. He'll take a wave at it. Swing a miss. Just off the plate. Looking right there, Keaton Brooks, pretty much dialed in on that outside edge all game long. Working from the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. Same location. He dialed that one in. That was an encore presentation at the same spot. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Jacobson. Inside a ball. I should say Jacob Hardison. Pitch comes in low, ball one. Tight pitch for Hardison. Right-handed batter. 1-2 count, two outs. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, out of the set. Here comes a pitch from Brooks. Swing and a miss. Strike three, he'll walk back to the dugout. And Keaton Brooks helps the Knights out of the inning. So, the Knights go to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-1 ball game. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. That's right there in Marion County, just across the Hamilton County line. We'll mention real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. You would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company, 317-513-4086. Working out on a Diamond 9 Atlas. Got a different pitcher on the pitcher's mound for the Rebels. In the ball game is number 4, Caden Brown. Caden Brown doing the pitching for Franklin County here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Getting some warm-up tosses. Both feet on the rubber. Getting ready to go here in the bottom of the sixth. Franklin County. Franklin County, a good ball team. Franklin County could not play last night. Weather was tremendous. I take that back as a bad word. Weather was somewhat detrimental last night here around this Tennessee area. Murfreesboro, I watched the news. They had the news segment covering the weather for the routine for the different stations here on the networks, making sure people were safe. I think it was Channel 5. I was listening to the weatherman. He was saying all good stuff to keep people safe. I really enjoyed that. He was not on camera. They had the weather and the geographic on the camera working right there, showing where the tornadoes were moving. A couple did touch down. We hope all is safe. Stepping into bat, Evan Dehart. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. In the pitcher's rubber right there is number 4, junior class member, Caden Brown. Turning in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-0 to Deanhart. Short off the glove. Gonna get by the catcher. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The wind is whipping. Tell you what, I'm here in the concession stand. And a couple of windows open vertically. And that wind blowing straight through my papers are just going crazy. So two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Evan Deanhart batting. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. Evan Deanhart wanting to swing the bat. You know he is. He's a base runner. He gets things done any way it can be done. Any way you can, that is an Evan Deanhart. Here's the pitch. Low for ball four. He'll jog down to first base. Stepping in, once again, going to be number 18 this season. That is T.J. Bell. I'm not superstitious to the max, but somewhat, but T.J. Bell went from 16 to 18. He's hitting the ball well. So right-handed batter, senior class member. Here comes a set position for Gavin. Just above the zone. I should say Caden Brown, just above the zone, ball one. Modestly there at first base, maybe a little more than modest for Evan Deanhart. He'll check him out of the stretch. Now the set to check again. Here's the pitch for Caden. Outside edge, called strike. T.J. Bell let one go by. One ball, one strike. 1-1 count. Steps back in, right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. Plays first base for the Knights. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Caden Brown, here's the pitch. Going to short out the glove. Nice stop by catcher. 13, that's Wyatt Lowe. So they're working right there. T.J. Bell wants to see the signals again. Here they go. Coach Bournemouth, about three signals. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter. At first base, Evan Deanhart, a four-pitch walk. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Brown. Breaking pitch, high and inside. Coach Bournemouth going to let Evan Deanhart hover around first base. Coach Deanhart, I should say Coach Bournemouth, not going to put the steel sign on. Here comes a set from Brown. Here comes a 3-2. Here's a 3-1. Going to be a ball four, and he'll be at first base. So taking off on the pitch, ball four, practice throw to second base for Wyatt Lowe. So stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer drew a walk, I believe, last time up. I'm not keeping stats. Drew a walk, but the time before that, he jogged the bases. Working from the stretch, now the set, to check second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. A step back in. Working from the stretch, looking at signals. Caden Brown was number four, junior class member. Peering in, I was sad. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Let's it go by. Count goes 1-1. Strike called. So Caden Brown works from the stretch to set. He keeps that glove a bit of a high set. A little bit higher than what you normally see. That's the way it feels good. That's the way it is good. So working from the stretch, now the set of check second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Franklin County Rebels, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights playing baseball at Oakland High School. Home of the Patriots. Working out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch to Schumer. High and away. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 count. Runners at first and second base. Deanhart's at second. Bell is at first. One base open. 3-1 count for Schumer. Here comes a 3-1. Swung on, you're going to pop one. going to go to the outfield, bury in the grass, called by the second baseman, and making the catch for out number one. So Schumer flies out just in the grass with second baseman Cason Gilliam. There's one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. He's been the DH in this contest. Last night, he came off the bench as a pinch hitter. And got a two RBI double off the bricks. And he went back to the bricks. Ball comes in. Ball outside, a little bit tall. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 count. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. His stance straight away, pretty much, to the pitcher. Out of the set position, Caden Brown. Here comes the pitch. He unloads, pretty good swing. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Mazur took a drive to left center field. Had some air under it. Last at bat, I believe it was. Between a good bat. Working out the stretch, now the set. Check second base, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, not a bad one. He's going to short off the glove. You go to third base. Throw comes in. They're going to call him safe because he was safe. Came in, hands out to the base. And then the tag by third baseman Austin Roberts was on the chest. A little bit high on the chest near the neck area. Another good call by the C position umpire. Two guys working this game. Two mechanics. So working out of the stretch, now the set. High set. Caden Brown, pitch comes in. Tight in the batter's box right there with Ben Mazur. He'll step back to the plate. 3-1 count. Might be the best pitch Ben will see in this at-bat. We'll see. How the set. Here comes the pitch. And a call to strike. And a call to strike, it was could have been ball four. Count goes 3-2. Ball game 7-1. Third pitcher in the ball game for Franklin County. He began this inning, Caden Brown. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Swung on to take a floater to center field, right center field. Working to his right, going to be off the wall, the 348 mark, probably around 360, where that one hit the wall. And it's going to be a two RBI double. Encore presentation from yesterday for Ben Mazur. So coming in to score is Evan Deanhart and TJ Bell. 9-1 ball game. Coach Bournet going to make an adjustment. Here on the ball field. Jogging out, he's going to run for Ben Mazur. It's going to be number 4, junior class member Ryan Elfner. Elfner is going to go out and run the bases from second base on. He's 5'8". Pretty dependable young man. So they're making an adjustment on the pad right there, the miniature pad, and the wind blows it out of his hand. And that can happen probably a million times today. Blew that paper out of his hand, and that paper stood still. Boy, I'm letting him pick it up. Be a bummer if that thing would have kept rolling. But it didn't. So he changes the stenographer pad in his pouch, makes the adjustment. Number 4, Ryan Elsner, is running at second base for Ben Mazur. Mazur comes off the diamond with a 2 RBI double off the wall and right center. Working from the stretch, now the set. Batter's box, Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in, tight for a ball. One ball, no strikes, one out. One runner aboard for the Knights. Ryan Elsner is at second base. He'll get a lead. Straight off the bag lead, right level with the baseline, if there was one. Here comes the pitch. Ball high. Count goes 2-0 for Bryn Robbins. My wife texts me. She says it's windy in Indiana, too. I believe it probably is. How's that wind prop up? I mean, how does the weatherman know that it's going to be windy 4 days away? He's got an education. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. foul one straight back. First solid swing. Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins swinging a good bat from day one here in Tennessee. Two balls, one strike, one out. Let's step back in the rubber. Caden Brown. Caden Brown peering in out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Ball was maybe just above the zone. Home plate umpire, very disciplined. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Right-handed batter. Bryn Robbins. Peering in, looking at signals, a long look. Now out of the set, checks second base. Ryan Elsner there. Checks again. Here's the pitch. Low and short off the glove. Elsner's going to stay put. Thought he might go to third base. He was reading the synthetic dirt. What a ballpark. Say what, the grass out there, soft, not walked out there, but a good grass area like that with not any cow pasture type of bumps is a good ballpark. Working from the stretch, here's the pitch. Ball four. So Bryn Robbins going to jog down, take first base. Runners at first and second base. At second base is Ryan Elsner. At first base is Bryn Robbins, one out. Top of the, I take that back, bottom of the seventh inning. Knights need a couple of these guys, second and first, see if they can reach home plate. Here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove of the catcher. Nice stop. Wyatt Lowe. So Jackson Kane, the batter, takes the first pitch low for ball one and set back in. Jackson Kane, where's number three? Playing left field in today's ballgame. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. A bit tall, not much, just missed. Got across the dish. Number four, Caden Brown, doing the pitching for the Rebels. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane looking for the good pitch right here. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. The short hop the glove. Ball three. Wyatt Lowe, another good stop. Kept the ball in front of him. Three balls, no strikes. Wyatt Lowe, a good catcher for the Rebels. Catching today for the Knights. Working right there on the diamond is Ryan Schumer. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane, 3-0 pitch on the way. Here it comes. Right down meridian. Might have not had a green light, likely not. Coach Bournet likes to watch that 3-0 count pitch. But not to say he wouldn't allow a swing. 3-1 count. Here comes a 3-1 to Jackson. Going to foul one right side, going to go back out of play. 3-2 count, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, he's been in the weight room, that's evident. Sophomore athlete. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Set position, here it is. Going to take one to center field. Going to come in from center field, trying to make a catch. Going to be a difficult catch, going to drop. Going to drop a base hit. Runners move 90 feet forward. And Jackson Kane has a base hit. And he drops the ball in center field. About halfway to the home run fence or nearby. So bases are all occupied for the Knights. One out. Stepping in for the Knights is number 14, Tyler Fox, the right fielder. He'll step in. Played in two ball games. Entering the game, four plate appearances, three at-bats. Here's the first pitch. He's going to take a drive. It might conclude the ball game. He's going to hit one to left center field over the shortstop. Two runs going to come in to score, and the Knights are going to walk off the diamond with a win in their final game of the four. So, good ball game. We thank Franklin County. Franklin County coach Michael Crossman, very courteous with putting me in sports along with Kelly Kennedy, their athletic director. We appreciate them. And both teams are going to cross in front of home plate. They're going to shake hands. I believe Franklin County is going to take a half hour off, get some grub out of the concession stand. They're going to need to play another game. They're going to play another game, and I understand they'll probably start their freshman Gus Gardner. Gus Gardner is a tremendous catcher, we've understood, and David Kramer told me a lot of this information. David, I should say Gus Gardner, as a freshman in 8 ball games, batting .455, .571 on base percentage. That's 28 plate appearances, 22 at-bats, 10 hits total, 9 are singles, 1's a double, 6 RBIs, scored 2 runs. He's been hit by pitch twice. But I had a friend of mine, Tim Knapp. Tim Knapp played second base. He played as a freshman for Hamilton Heights. He batted .500 almost the whole season. We thank you for tuning in. We'll hope you'll make it. Tuesday, Twin Lakes Indians going to be the opponent. I believe it's away. But check the website, find out if you get the right time frame. And if you want to listen, we'll hopefully be there. Put Me In Sports going to be happy to prepare and be there for that game. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And I think we're going to be happy to make it back to Indiana, everybody included. Thank you for tuning in. No matter if you're home or away, you're teaching or doing the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.
Hey, we're post-game right now. I'm going to talk to Coach Fortnay. Coach Fortnay, you guys got a good win. You got a good win to head back to Indiana with.
Yeah, it was a good way to end the trip. You know, we had a couple of tough ball games beginning of the trip, and then good way to get some momentum going back to get into conference games next week.
Yeah, pitcher that probably went the furthest distance of any game on this trip, and you had some good fat support behind you.
Yeah, Keaton pitched really well. You know, it's pretty simple game when you throw strikes. You know, he didn't walk a batter. He was able to work around some soft contact hits. You don't walk anybody, you give yourself a really good chance. Keaton was outstanding today. And I, like I said, our hitters came through with some clutch hits. We got into some favorable counts, and our hitters delivered. So really, really pleased the way we played today, and excited to get back to Indiana and get the top of the season rolling next week against Twin Lakes.
Yes, polite opponents. Polite. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, all these teams down here are great. So, great. Just a phenomenal way to start the season. You know, we got exposed a little bit. See what we need to work on and make us stronger as we go through the season. We're not playing beginning of the season. We're playing for the back end of the season, and our kids learned a lot this week.
Coach, you're going to start out next week as a conference game. It's a West Division double game set.
Yeah, we're playing Twin Lakes. You know, they always play us tough. We're going to get their best shot. So our kids are excited. One of our goals, again, to win the conference championship. It starts on Tuesday.
The team looked like nice today in the fourth game.
Yeah, we did. You know, we played the way we're capable of playing. Pressure on the defense. They gave us some opportunities. But when you put the ball in play consistently, defense usually going to crack a little bit. We took advantage of them.